The Chiefs head back down to NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas to play the Texans for their Week 2 matchup. This, of course, after the dramatic overtime victory over the San Diego Chargers. If you break down that game, BJ, in the second half, Alex Smith needed the time to get the Chiefs back in the game, and the offensive line gave it to him.
They did. You look at, they were down by so many points that everybody in the stadium, everybody watching at home knew they were going to be throwing the football. Well, the Chargers knew that too, and they still couldn't get to him. The offensive line did a great job of giving Alex time to pick up those chunks of yards that we saw from him. And it doesn't get any easier this week against the Texans defense. You saw what they did last week against Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears. They had 5 sacks and 12 quarterback hits, and most of those came in the second half where they shut the Bears out. And that was a big reason that they were able to pick up that victory. But anytime you talk about the Texans defense, it always is going to start with J.J. Watt, who's coming off offseason back surgery. But in that game, he just finished with 1 tackle. He did have 3 quarterback hits, but a lot of those plays were made by some other guys on that defense, led by Whitney Mercilus, who's the NFL's defensive player of the week this week, had a couple of sacks and a forced fumble. There's a lot to prepare for if you're the Chiefs this week.
Watt and Mercilus, the impact players for the Texans, an impact player for the Chiefs. We saw it last week. Became a go-to guy for Alex Smith, Travis Kelce.
Yeah, you talk a lot about trust with Alex Smith and him trusting his guys, and that manifested itself with some of those plays that we saw last week going to Travis Kelce, the 4th and 5 early in the third quarter. And then you look at the 2nd and 11 play in overtime. It actually set up Alex Smith's game-winning touchdown. There's a lot of trust there. And you look at what Travis has done in his career against the Texans. 14 catches, 234 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. So, Pete, if history has a way of repeating itself, Kelsey's going to be a guy that we all should focus on Sunday.
Want to focus on the Texans offense right now. Very different than the last time we saw this team.
Yeah, this is not the same team that we played last year. Even starting at quarterback, Brock Osweiler spent the first 4 years of his career with the Denver Broncos. And while he didn't have a lot of time on the field, he spent a lot of time in those rooms with Peyton Manning preparing for this Chiefs defense. But Pete, the guy who really popped out on tape last week was rookie first round pick Will Fuller. Everybody knew how fast he was and that he could be a playmaker in this offense. We saw it last week. Finished with 5 catches for a team high 107 yards. The Texans as a whole had 5 plays that went for at least 18 yards last week. 4 of those came from Will Fuller, and all 4 of those came in the second half. Will Fuller is a guy definitely to keep an eye on.
All right, it's the Chiefs and the Texans. You see these division rivalries. Sometimes you get these AFC rivalries. This I would consider one of them. They'll be playing at noon later on today. He's BJ Kissel. I'm Pete Sweeney, and now you know what to focus on.